This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York is one of the world's great museums, and that greatness does not come cheap. For almost 50 years, though, the Met has let people pay what they wanted to get in the door, as much or as little as they saw fit, although the museum did suggest $25 would be good. Starting next month, though, only residents of New York State and students from New Jersey and Connecticut are going to be able to pick their price. Most other visitors will have to pay the full $25. And as Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports, that might change some things.
Regular visitors to the Met tend to have a number, a dollar amount they like to pay. Take Dan Weiss. In grad school, he'd pay a dollar to get in. Later on, he chose to pay five and eventually the full suggested fee. Although, now?
I don't have to pay. I pay with my life.
Weiss is the museum's president and CEO.
There is no such thing as a free museum. Someone pays for it. So the question is not, should it be free? The question is, who should pay?
Ask a New Yorker that, and they're likely to say, not me.
I will probably give them a quarter, because I know they got way more money than me.
29-year-old Janelle Stein is headed inside.
All right. I used to pay a dollar. Now I'm doing a little better in life, so I pay 10.
Yeah, well, if you got it, you know. I don't have it yet. I'm still at an economic disadvantage, so...
This ability to pay a quarter to see one of the greatest art collections in the world, this is something people cherish about this museum. And it's why they're so angry about the new policy.
Everybody should have access to art. You know, everybody should be able to enjoy it and see it. And I don't think it's fair to deprive people.
Folks are worried that mandatory admission will change who comes to the museum, making it less accessible to low-income and diverse audiences. The thing is...
From a data standpoint... It won't.
Colleen Dillenschneider is with Impact's Research and Development, and she says the data are clear on this. Ticket prices don't affect attendance. People who visit the Met are just as likely to attend a museum with mandatory fees.
A decision not to visit a museum is more often a function of lifestyle than finances.
In other words, the kind of people who go to museums are the kind of people who go to museums, regardless of price.
Museums need to do a better job letting people know that museums can be engaging and fun to more than highly educated white people of a certain household income.
Dillenschneider says making audiences more diverse sounds warm and fuzzy. But for museums today, it's actually an existential need.
Okay, I don't know how to do this without jargoning you. What's happening to museums right now is a thing called the negative substitution of the historic visitor.
This is actually pretty simple. Those highly educated white people of certain household income, they are the historic visitor, and their demographic is shrinking.
So that means if museums want to survive, they need to do a better job attracting diverse audiences and making them into regular supporters who will pay admission.
Our goal is to get people into the museum early in their lifetimes and then ideally repeatedly.
Met CEO Dan Weiss.
Once they come in the building and they experience what we have to offer, they see the value, the admission question melts away.
Weiss says the admissions change is just one of a half dozen dials the museum is twisting to improve its long-term economic outlook. Part of that is cultivating new visitors. In the past decade, the Met seen its non-white American audience grow from 21 to 27%. Though Weiss says that's not where he wants it to be.
The ultimate goal is that the people inside the building reflect the people outside the building.
Outside the building, Janelle Stein's friends are getting impatient.
My classmates are right.
Can I have 30 more seconds with her? So, have you been here before?
It's been a long time.
Stein grew up 3 miles away, but she hasn't been to the Met since a fifth grade field trip. 20 years later, she's here again for school. She says coming never occurs to her. Most of her friends and family barely know this place exists. That's not a problem for Stein, but it might be one for the Met. Pretty soon, the museum will need her more than she needs it. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.